Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're trying to be as soulful as we can here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. And we'll send you that on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. It's free, by the way, just like everything else on the site. And don't forget to take our poll question. We'd like to know what you think. Every week we ask a different question. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Dr. Beth Ross is with us. She's our good friend and a long-time Brain Trust member. We're talking about employment, and in the previous segment, Beth, we talked about what it was like from the employee side, but on the other side of the desk for the employer, what are you seeing out there in that landscape?
In that landscape, that if they're hiring at all, and some are, and many are, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we could do a whole program on how you discover who the decision makers are and what's happening and targeting where you're looking and so forth. But let's go back to the employer's side of things. They're looking for excellence. They're looking for mental flexibility. They're looking for a great work ethic.
When you say excellence, that's the word that I like to use. That's an idea that I like to talk about here on the show all the time. I tell my audience, don't try to be perfect, just try to be excellent.
Because it means many different things.
Well, yes. You can achieve excellence. You can't achieve perfection, but my excellence may be different from your excellence. When you say excellence, what do you think that means?
I think that means loyalty, commitment to the work, to the company.
High standards?
Yes, extremely high standards.
I think that's the
enthusiasm. Really and truly. Mm-hmm. Enthusiasm goes so far, particularly in interviewing and of course in the workplace also. One of the things that employers are looking for now is someone who will commit, be loyal, stay there,
mm-hmm.
because there's this whole thing about, oh, well, I'll take this job, and when things get better, I'll move on to something else.
Right.
Got to be really careful about that.
Well, when I think of excellence, I think of high standards, but also of being prepared to take responsibility.
Oh,
because
yeah,
because if I don't,
true.
If I'm not prepared to be responsible for when I fall short, then I can't get better.
Exactly. That defines it pretty definitely there. And by the time, in today's marketplace, if a company is hiring, there is that niche to be filled. And as I said in the earlier part of the show, you as the candidate have to be sure that you can articulate those special things about you yourself that will make your contribution outstanding to the company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and if you're interviewing for a small business, they're looking for entrepreneurial employees. They're looking for people, as you say, who will take who are prepared to take some initiative, to be committed, who can take on maybe a little bit, you know, more than they thought they could. Because in a small business, as I've said 1,000 times on this show, we have too many hats to wear and not enough hats to put them on. But I think it's more fun to work for a small business than it is a big business.
Because the entrepreneurial mindset will work in a small business,
mm-hmm.
as long as you don't carry it too extreme. You've got to remember they want team players too.
That's right. Yeah.
They want someone who will really contribute to what the company mission and vision is overall.
Right. What are some other things you think they're looking for? Small business owners.
Small business owners are. You're right about small businesses being very different from large business. In a small business, you've got to be able to wear a lot of hats. You might have to change that hat from time to time. Needs change as the business grows or as the business contracts. And you want to be sure that if there's a contraction, that you're not one of the ones, sure as you can be, that you're not one of the ones to be let go. I think in all businesses, large, medium, small, whatever, everybody runs a little scared in today's world, don't you think?
Well, I think there is. But you know what? In a small business, I'll be honest with you, Beth, in a small business, there's always a certain level of that. Even when times are good.
Because we're always
undercapitalized. We're always the little person in the, you know, the small minnow in the big pond. But another thing that I think that the small business owners are looking for is they're looking for people who can be flexible, and they're looking for people who won't complain when they're given the opportunity to cross train.
Yeah,
see, cross training. If you're not prepared to be cross trained in another job, at least to be familiar with it, you're not going to be happy in a small business.
It's true, and cross training can happen and happen very, very, very suddenly. You may think, "Oh my gosh, I was hired to do this and this and this, and now they want me to do something else, and they want to train me for it and everything."
Yep.
You've got to be flexible. You've got to be ready to do that. Look, all training is so valuable because that just adds another dimension to who you are, your resume, and what you can do.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Beth, give us that website again, please.
My website is www.bethross.com.
BethRoss.com. They can find out all the things that you do to help people get ready either to hire or to be hired, right?
And yes, and it has my 800 telephone number there. You can call and talk. You can email me. And I would love to hear from anyone.
Beth Ross.
Perhaps I could help you.
Dr. Beth Ross. Check it out, folks. BethRoss.com. Thanks, Beth, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's that little band from Texas taking us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.